Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about keeping yourself updated. So let's get into it. So the question was posted on an old video I made called How Do You Improve Your Skills in Front-End Architecture? And my sad news to you is that you're pretty much gonna have to become a full stack developer because at least I haven't seen it gotten much better over the years. Front-end is the front-end community is completely like stuck in the tooling space. There's nothing, the only focus practically is on the right libraries, the right framework, the right whatever thing, right? There is almost nothing in that area that relates to like theory and fundamentals of engineering and things like that. That's basically all happening in the back end. And so the question was, I hear you because I was giving like tips on like things that you could be doing, even though that's the case. I hear you talk a lot about blogs and keeping up with the front end community. Could you give your best advice on how to participate on being updated while also dodging all the fluff? Well, so the way that I suggest that you keep up with the front-end community as like a basic level is that you subscribe to the relevant newsletters. There are many ones, everything from Front-End Weekly, JavaScript Weekly, Node.js Weekly, Changelog. It's not necessarily a front-end one, CSS Weekly. Like if you, it doesn't really matter which one of them you pick, because all of them are gonna cover, like the overlap between these newsletters are like, I can almost guarantee you, at least based on my own experience, that if you look at one of these newsletters, you're gonna start seeing that a lot of these articles are just overlapping. And in some cases, I mean, they post like new libraries that have come out recently that, well, basically you could do that yourself. You can go to a GitHub or you can go to NPM if you want to and like look at those libraries. So the communities are, I mean, you can do the same thing with Medium, but my Medium is a little bit more difficult because there are useful articles on Medium, depending on your skill level and so forth, but there's also a lot of it is sort of just, you know, people kind of experimenting or like doing something simple and so forth. It's not necessarily groundbreaking stuff. It's more like they will teach you things that they have learned in turn and so forth. And sometimes that's very useful, but the more experienced you get, the less likely you are to find something that is very interesting there. But if you're looking for news, specifically news and things that are up and coming, that's my best tip to give you. It's the method that I use myself. And the reason why I feel fairly confident in that is good enough is because over the last, well, I've never had to change that strategy, and I haven't really seen anyone else figure out something that is actually going to bring you more value than doing that simple thing. The reason being because if you want to take it further than that, you're going to have to go into things that is, this is where the fluff is. The fluff, my friend, is in trying to figure out what the next big thing is going to be. The fluff is picking out arbitrary small libraries or trying to keep yourself up to date with every single new release of an open source library that is coming around, because that does not matter to the vast majority of people. The people who usually have an interest in this sort of stuff are the people who are much more in the experimental phases and like they're into the discovery of things. An example I would say is, to give you an analogy, this is the region where the startup companies are. Like where, I'm not, that this is, in a sense, it's like the startup community. I'm not talking about what you think about like Google, Spotify, like these big, like quote unquote startups. I'm talking about the college kids who all have an app ID or all have like a business, new business plan. The vast majority, if you didn't know that, almost 90% of the the startups don't even make it past their first year. I'm saying that they don't even get to a point where you have heard the name outside of campus. That's the area you're talking about when you're talking about keeping up to date with every single package that's coming out. Because the vast majority of them are, it's similar to being like a really into music, for example, and you're listening to everything that is coming out, regardless of if it's made by someone who is like an established band, or someone who's sitting in their garage playing their whatever instrument they're playing, right? That's the difference in relevancy to you. So it is absolutely true that you can learn some things in that community, but it's not going to be the thing that is going to make any, what's most likely any difference to your career or the tooling you're using on a daily basis. It's more of an interest type of thing for you. For me, it's the same thing. You could be doing things like that, but you could also be working on your own projects, for example. And my argument would be, if you're going to try to improve your tech skills, rather than trying to keep up to date with every single 0.1.0 version of an NPM package, for example, you might as well be building your own stuff, because it's probably going to give you more benefit. So the fluff, or keeping not getting in bogged down into the fluff, it's a difficult thing to define for people, for me at the very least, for people how to think about it. I'll try my best, but the short answer is that it requires experience with how the industry works and how what matters in the software companies. Because as I was saying, for the vast majority of, say, music, they don't give a shit about if you decided today to start recording your sessions with your guitar. They care about you when you reach the point where you actually have some followers, or like where you actually start to matter. And it's the same thing for anybody. Like, there's really no, the stuff that we are using in front end, people keep on telling me that it's hard to keep track of front end. I go, no, it's actually not. I would say it's actually not that difficult at all, because the stuff that you are using, the main stuff, has stayed the same for the last 5 years, roughly. There have been a few changes, like there are a few projects here and there that like some people try something else and so forth, but the boring, sad truth is that the big stuff has stayed more or less the same. And the changes haven't been all that great. The reason you think that way is because, as I said, you haven't learned how to skim away you haven't gotten the experience to figure out what does the majority of the industry work with. Because when you know what the norm is, you know that it doesn't matter if you find this awesome, cool little library that does something. It's very unlikely that you're going to convince a company to rewrite your big application into something else or so forth. You can absolutely get some, there are of course tons of libraries that you will look up when you have a need for something, and a simple silly example would be RimRaf. Nobody is going to grow that up thing most likely into some gigantic super project that you all have to know about, but the functionality that you have, like basically being able to delete files, is a universal need. You could write that code yourself, but there's a nice little library that you might want to use for it, which is popular. You use it. You don't have to, it's not going to necessarily be the most famous package in the world, but you could have used any package for that matter. That's where I call, that's when it gets to be a fluff package. So the way that I define how quote-unquote what fluff is this relevant enough that it will make a significant difference to you, your coworkers, and the industry at large? If it is not, then it is fluff. Then it is a curiosity. It is something that people are talking about, but nobody is using. And that is that's the sad fact of even things that you see on the newsletters sometimes, guys. Things that are quote unquote so big and so awesome. They're not big. They're not awesome. Maybe they're awesome, absolutely, but they're not this established thing that you have to do. It's the thing that I tell people when they, for example, came and said that Svelte is going to take over, it's going to be the biggest thing. No, it's not. Most likely. It's not. And the you want to check it, it's very, very easy. Go into the job postings. Go and take a look at who's actually using what, and you will find that the boring, sad truth is still React, Angular, Vue. That's the vast majority of it. And so the idea that, because you, it's, as I tell people, it is like you are watching a network TV show trying to promote things. They are, as a news outlet, trying to get content. And so anything that has some type of like solidity to it, such as Celta, or like, it doesn't have to be that, any type of established package that they can talk about, they will promote, because it makes them money, because they are a news outlet or a newsletter or something like that. That's what they are doing. But you, as the consumer, have to realize that that is like watching a television, like a network television show, and just believing anything the person tells you, that everything that they're selling is like this amazing thing that you absolutely have to buy, or you have to invest your time. No, you don't. Because if you can't learn what is relevant to your situation, then you are constantly you're constantly going to be a victim of this, like being so, and this is what people do. It's really amazing to me how you can spend so much time being convinced over and over that something is this big amazing thing without ever reaching a point where you realize that no, actually the things that I really need are these things. These are the things that are going to matter. This person is trying to just trick me. I'm not saying trick you, but they're trying to pitch an idea that most likely won't work out for me, because I know my shit. And that's the difference between being competent and being ignorant. Because if you're competent, you know what matters. You know what makes the difference. You don't have to, like, no salesperson will ever be able to convince someone who really knows their stuff that this thing that they know from experience and they have done 100 million times before is not true without proving it somehow. I mean, you should hear people out, but you shouldn't be swept up by this constant hype, because there's always going to be a next package, always going to be a next big thing that's going to take over. And that's why I tell people, before you go and start investing your time running after all these articles, ask yourself, is this thing offering something, and this is where the experience comes in, that is going to make such a big difference that I should learn it, because it's going to be a part, most likely become a very important part of the work that I do. And if the answer is, if you're uncertain about that, then it's most likely fluff, then it's most likely something that some companies might adopt, some people might use a little bit, but it's not going to become some type of gigantic presence that you have to learn, because otherwise you're not going to be employable within the industry. So what I want you to take away from this is that the tips that I can give you is that, like, go and Google your newsletters. There are tons of front-end newsletters, the same thing for back-end, like there are tons of these newsletters, and it's good to keep an eye, an ear to the ground, and hear about things that are interesting, so forth. I do it. I've done it for years, and I think there are still articles that are coming out which have very nice updates about everything from new browser standards to like libraries that could be useful, or cool projects that people are building on, and so forth and so forth. And if you're concerned about not getting swept up into much fluff, ask yourself that simple question. Has this thing become such a presence that it's actually pretty important to learn it, because it's offering this massive amount of value that we didn't have earlier? And I can tell you right now, guys, the amount of libraries or projects that have come around that has done that for real in the past 5 years are almost nothing, or none. There's almost none that has done that. There are tons of projects that are really cool, there are tons of projects that people get excited about, but nothing that is so mind-blowing that you sort of have to keep up with it. It's really down to, do you have a value for this? Because the vast majority of us have different needs for what we need from like open source products and whatever we are using, right? Some companies are going to be really into the, as I said, the community of like really bleeding edge, the latest of the latest, the trendiest of the trendiest. And I promise you, my friend, not all of them are going to be very happy that they made that choice. The vast majority of companies are still using the things that are the boring, most stable things that we have. And the reason why they keep on using that and why that's probably not going to change is because the industry is not about trying every single thing out. The industry is trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work. And the things that we are using that have been working are virtually the same since at least almost as long as I have, at the very least, been in front end. Have a great day.